BBC News with Fiona MacDonald. Zimbabwe's governing party, ZANU-PF, is putting increasing pressure on President Robert Mugabe, the man it kept in power for nearly 40 years. All the provincial branches say he must step down after Wednesday's military takeover. Both ZANU-PF and the military have declared their support for anti-Mugabe protests planned for Saturday. The former Lebanese Prime Minister Saad Hariri has left Saudi Arabia for France, where he'll meet President Macron. Using Twitter, Mr. Hariri said it was a lie to say that he'd been held by the Saudi authorities against his will. Saudi Arabia is recalling its ambassador to Germany, objecting to comments by Berlin on the Hariri crisis. The Argentine Navy is still searching for one of its submarines that's been out of contact since Wednesday. A naval spokesman said he was unable to confirm earlier reports that the San Juan had been found. The submarine has 44 crew on board. Russia has again used its veto at the UN Security Council to back the Syrian government, this time blocking an attempt by Japan to secure a one-month extension for an inquiry into chemical weapons use. The mission had already found that the Syrian government used the banned nerve agent sarin in an attack that killed dozens. Its mandate has now expired. The African Union has urged the Libyan authorities to investigate slave auctions in the country. The demand comes after CNN footage showed the sale of black youths to North African buyers. Abuses in Libya appear to be prompting more and more migrants to avoid travelling through it. And a top US judge has boasted on Facebook that he's been with sexually intimate with about 50 women. Bill O'Neill, an Ohio judge who's a Democratic candidate for state governor, said his revelation was a response to what he called the national feeding frenzy about sexual indiscretions. Ohio Democrats have condemned the comments. BBC News.